What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. We're going to close the phone lines for a while because I got a lot of news I got to get through, and I'm way behind on today's talking points. Okay, so we're getting on back to what's going on with Saudi Arabia, and the Saudi government is now out there saying that all of this attention being put on Khashoggi's murder is now a threat to U.S. ties. So now we're getting to that chest-thumping phase, and how dare you make a big deal about this? He wasn't even one of your citizens, kind of a situation. And I actually do agree with this Saudi prince, Turk bin Faisal. There was an inordinate amount of attention paid to the death of Khashoggi compared to the other 60-some-odd journalists who had been killed, which is why I think this was part of a plan to get rid of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Meanwhile, according to a report in Press TV, U.S. President Donald Trump has been urged to suspend nuclear talks with Saudi Arabia in the wake of the murder of dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi. And apparently Trump received a letter Wednesday from five GOP lawmakers led by Senator Marco Rubio in the wake of ongoing revelations about the murder. And so they're saying there are now serious concerns about the transparency, accountability, and judgment of current decision makers in Saudi Arabia. So a lot of fallout from all of this stuff here. And again, Prince Ahmed bin Abdulaziz is reportedly hoping to oust his 33-year-old nephew in the wake of an allegedly state-sanctioned murder of Khashoggi. And Mohammed bin Salman has virtual control over Saudi Arabia after a June 2017 shakeup in which King Salman removed Mohammed bin Nayef as heir apparent. So let's look at the players we have coming on in. Prince Ahmed bin Abdulaziz is the younger brother of King Salman. That puts him in line to the throne. Mohammed bin Nayef is in line to the throne. We could see a real spectacular reshuffling of the Saudi royal family before we find out who's in charge. And again, in the background, you have the Muslim Brotherhood, of which Khashoggi was a supporter, that is saying it is time for Saudi Arabia to come into the 21st century and no longer be ruled by a royal family, but to have a more modern government. So we'll see what happens there. And again, I think the reason for the sudden announcement by the U.S. that they want peace talks in Yemen is they're looking at the likely replacements for Mohammed bin Salman, and they're not seeing anybody who's going to be willing to go on being the U.S. proxy in Yemen. NATO is saying that the Norway exercises will go ahead despite the Russian missile tests off the coast. And this is a huge, huge exercise. 50,000 NATO troops, 250 aircraft, 65 ships, and 10,000 vehicles are exercising in Norway, Iceland, and Finland as part of Trident Juncture. Now, that's a pretty sizable force. You could actually invade most countries with that. And I'm sure that's why Russia is taking a very careful look at what's going on here. Now, as you know, Israel is dealing with a public relations backlash when three children got killed at the fence between Gaza and Israel. And Israel's army is now saying they didn't realize that these people they were shooting at were minors. They just thought they're behaving suspiciously. It could be an IED. They were digging in the ground in a manner that resembled cases of explosive devices planted along the border. Don't forget, that's also farmland. They may have been digging something up to take home to eat. But they're now saying, we didn't know, our bad, but unfortunately, the kids are still dead. The Palestinian Ministry of Health is warning that a crisis is ensuing as a result of lack of necessary medicines in its hospitals and healthcare centers. Apparently, 47% of medicines are in short supply in the Strip. So, getting that one here. All right, let's talk about what's going on in the wonderful world of weapons development. DARPA, the Defense Department's Advanced Research Projects Agency, is seeking FAA approval for military drones over American cities. Now, remember back when the corporate media was saying that drone surveillance inside U.S. borders was a conspiracy theory? Well, it's now a fact of life. There are military-grade drones along the border, which in reality constitutes this 100-mile swath of land that has been called the Constitution-Free Zone. And there are drones that operate in there. Well, now DARPA wants FAA permission to fly military drones everywhere inside the United States of America to look down on you and spy on you and see what you're doing, probably peek down the, you know, the cleavage of your wives and girlfriends and daughters and so forth. How Orwellian can you get? All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. The U.S. military is apparently close to completing a program for autonomous helicopters, the helicopters that can fly themselves through unpredictable terrain and execute difficult missions with virtually no human input. Now, it's interesting because the Navy has had something similar to this for quite some time, but apparently this is for military forces operating in the terrain, which is a little bit more difficult. The Pentagon's Aircrew Labor in Cockpit Automation System, or ALIAS program, look how hard they work to come up with these cool names, is working with Sikorsky, and apparently it passed a key test earlier this month during an experiment at Fort Houston, Virginia, involving a Sikorsky 76B helicopter. The test demonstrated that Sikorsky's software called Matrix could take off, fly in difficult winds and at low altitude, avoid wires and other obstacles, and even make determinations about whether or not it is safe to land in one place or the other. The goal now is to integrate the technology into a Black Hawk helicopter next year. Boy, did James Cameron call that one right. Autonomous helicopters, autonomous vehicles. They're not going to really need human soldiers anymore. All they're going to need is the money to pay for all of this. That may be the tricky part. Russia has basically revealed a new system called the Samarkand Electronic Warfare Complex, and apparently it can completely paralyze NATO's communication systems. Remember what that Russian electronic warfare plane did to the USS Donald Cook up in the Black Sea? This is apparently the big brother. And in a commentary for TV Zvezda, the military said that thanks to these complexes, the Russian military will be able to contain the aggression of the Atlantic Alliance at lower cost. Nice that they're thinking in those terms here. Apparently, these electronic warfare weapons were tested in Syria, and they showed their high efficiency against both drones and cruise missiles, and consequently against AWACS aircraft of alert and control. Well, that might certainly explain why so many of those cruise missiles fired by Donald Trump performed so poorly and missed their targets. And I remember wondering at the time if Russia didn't have something there that was basically interfering with them. Because if you remember that one airbase, you know, half the missiles didn't even reach the airbase, and the other half that did reach the airbase didn't hit any important targets. 24 hours later, it was back in full operation. Now, as you know, Brazil just had an election. They elected an extreme left-wing president. And I think it prompted this article from Information Clearinghouse called Fascism on the March. And it starts by going on back to a time when Latin America, being propped up by the United States, was a very fascist place. Remember, the U.S. helped overthrow the elected government of, I'm forgetting, it was in Chile, and they put the dictator Pinochet in place. Well, they were doing it all over the place, all over the country. Then as interest by the United States in South America began to wane because they were going to other parts of the world, more and more of the countries of South America started voting themselves more progressive governments. But apparently they're starting to see, once again, the U.S. turning its interest to South America to go back to the glory days of puppet rulers and very cheap agricultural produce and oil coming out of South America. Okay. Another little article here called The Hypocrisy of the United States. And they're talking about how the U.S. just turns a complete blind eye to the oppression of the Palestinians. And at the same time, when it suits their political agenda, they'll definitely quote international law. And it's complete hypocrisy, and the government's officials don't even try and hide it. You're just supposed to accept it, that in the case of pulling out of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, because all men are created equal, that international law applies there. But when it's Israel and Palestine, no, it doesn't. And if you don't agree with us, well, then you're just being an anti-Semite. What can I tell you? All righty. Let me just type something into the computer here for a little bit. All right. Let's talk about the economic news, because there is a lot of it. Corporate debt is heading for the worst month since February's rout. Now, today, the stock market did very good. Not great, but good. In the green. Apple apparently had higher earnings than expected, so their stock went on up. Tomorrow being Friday, we can expect our traditional Friday end of the week happy ending to the market, although we could be surprised. We have been several times recently. But the big issue out there that nobody's talking about, nobody's really paying attention to, is debt. We all know there's personal debt, the debt that we have on our credit cards, our mortgage, our car loan, our student loans. There's the government debt, which is hopelessly out of control and getting worse. But there's also corporate debt. And this doesn't get talked about a lot. Because just like personal debt and government debt, the more debt corporations are dealing with, the less flexible they are able to handle their finances. In fact, corporate debt is a big part of why we have seen so many of these iconic retailers collapse as the economy dries up and people can't buy anything anymore. Now, as you know, Ukraine slapped sanctions on Russian individuals. And Russia's Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev has now signed a decree allowing sweeping financial sanctions against hundreds of Ukrainian politicians and authorities, as well as dozens of businesses owned by Ukraine, in response to Ukraine's unfriendly actions targeting citizens and legal entities of Russia. So we're in a sanctions war now between Russia and Ukraine. And again, economic wars have a real bad habit of turning into real wars. We've been talking about what's going on over in Belgium, where apparently there was a lot of Muammar Gaddafi's money stuck there. And it's not necessarily clear whether it was his personally or it was, in fact, Libyan government funds. It doesn't really matter, because following the overthrow of Libya, the UN Security Council froze all of Libya's sovereign assets abroad, which included these accounts at the Belgian banks. And there's a lot of money in there. BNP Paribas Fortis held 43 million euros. ING, KBC, and Euroclear Bank held 376 million euros, 869 million euros, and 12.8 billion euros, respectively, in Libyan assets. Now, according to public broadcaster RTBF, What's been going on is that the interest and dividends of between 3 and 5 billion euros have left the accounts despite the UN freezing the funds and are suspected to be in the hands of militants. Now, is this really what's going on, or are they looking for another excuse to go back into Libya? So we have to be very careful. Here is an interesting story. And again, I think it shows pot calling the kettle black, or projection, or whatever you want to call it. Washington is putting pressure on China to act like a, quote, normal nation, end quote, on the world stage. Mike Pompeo has repeated accusing China, ironically, of disregarding international laws and seeking to impose decades of pain around the globe. And Pompeo was on the Laura Ingraham show, and he said, "We're very worried that China will put the people in many countries around the world, in Africa and Central America and Latin America, in a debt trap that will cause those countries decades of pain. And by golly, that's our job, to keep nations slaves to debt." That's really what's going on. That's why the U.S. is so upset about China moving into Africa and Central and Latin America. It's about the opportunity to loan money and harvest debt off of those countries, for which they may be willing to go to war. Now, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is set to basically outdo Timothy Geithner's achievement of selling a record amount of notes and bonds, as he seeks to finance America's growing budget deficit. And according to the latest quarterly refunding statement, the U.S. Treasury is about to sell a record amount of debt, surpassing levels seen both in the aftermath of the Great Depression and the global financial crisis. I don't know who's going to buy these treasury bonds. There's a treasury bond bubble out there. Could even be the Federal Reserve. They just create the money out of thin air and say, yes, we'll buy the debt. We'll buy the debt. And we could wake up one day with this privately owned bank, the Federal Reserve, basically saying, we own your entire economy and with it the country. We're foreclosing. Over in Great Britain, it's being speculated by David Davis that the members of Parliament will approve Theresa May's Brexit deal simply because they're scared of crashing out of the EU and what the ramifications might be of that. And there have been a lot of threats coming from the EU. France has been threatening to close their end of the Channel Tunnel. So there's, again, looking at Theresa May's deal here. Meanwhile, Francisco Donato, director of Your Exit, which is a group campaigning for Italy's withdrawal from the Eurozone, is basically saying that it looks like the entire Eurozone could be about to collapse. And he may be correct. And it will collapse basically from three things. One, Brussels' tendency to micromanage all the member nations, which was never part of the original deal. The economic predations of the European Central Bank, which have plunged most of those nations into severe poverty and debt. And the open borders migrant crisis, which has just angered everybody. And on that same theme, story out of the Electronic Intifada, will Europe use Israeli drones against refugees? And apparently in September, the EU's border management agency Frontex announced the start of trial flights for drones in Italy, Greece, and Portugal. And what they didn't mention is these type of drones being tested have been previously used to attack people in Gaza. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Story just now breaking here, and apparently this was said during Trump's press briefing a little bit earlier. It's been picked up by media around the world. And the gist of it is that the United States will adopt harsh Israeli-style tactics and will treat migrants at the Mexican border as armed and dangerous invaders if they throw rocks at U.S. law enforcement. This came directly from Donald Trump. Now, Trump said he hopes the U.S. military will not have to engage the migrant caravans with firearms once they reach the border. But he's saying throwing rocks at the American forces will not be tolerated. Okay, Donald, this is exactly what the open borders people want. They want a bloody shirt they can wave. So I please keep it to the rubber bullets, the tear gas, the LRAD, the area denial weapon. No bayonets, no live rounds. You seriously injure or look how the world has condemned Israel for their treatment of the Palestinians at the fence. And I realize there's a difference. The Palestinians are already on their own land. You can stop this immigration problem without bloodshed. You need to take some of those military people and send them across the country, some of the law enforcement, rather, and start arresting people who employ illegal immigrants, people who transport illegal immigrants. They're all in violation of Title VIII. they could all be sent to jail. You've got the authority to do it. I hope it doesn't come to that. It would be an epic, epic disaster for the administration. All right. Now then, we were talking earlier about this treaty, which obligates nations to take in migrants here. Apparently, over in Austria, they're having second thoughts. Now, the treaty is called the Global Compact for Safe, Orderly, and Regular Migration. It's from the United Nations, and it's obviously been criticized by anti-mass migration politicians as being very disadvantageous to first world migration target nations, which makes sense. Nobody's going to leave the United States and move to Honduras and claim refugee status here. But apparently this migration treaty has 23 requirements, which states worldwide are expected to sign up to. 17 of those goals are now considered unacceptable to the government of Austria, according to best-selling national newspaper Kronen Zeitung, which is seriously concerned about the content and objectives of the U.S. Migration Compact. So earlier this month, conservative Austrian Chancellor Kurz said, "We view some of the points in this agreement very critically. We will therefore do everything to maintain the sovereignty of our country and ensure that we as the Republic of Austria can decide for ourselves on migration issues." Now, obviously, the objectives of this UN migration treaty are to power along the globalist agenda of just blurring everybody together, so that there's no more regional identity, no more cultural identity, no more historical identity. They want us all to forget that stuff and just blur together, hug each other and sing Kumbaya, although that last part hasn't worked out all that well. Apparently, over in Czechoslovakia, they are planning on backing out of the United Nations Migration Pact. They've had enough of that. And Donald Trump, who's got lots of practice pulling out of treaties, he could do exactly the same thing. And that would instantaneously get rid of the requirement that everybody stepping across our border be allowed to stay while they process amnesty paperwork. Trump could simply say, "Nope, we're not under obligation to grant anybody amnesty. If you want to apply for amnesty, go back to your own country, go to the U.S. consulate, do the paperwork there." This is a grave threat to the United States sovereignty, and it is time for some dramatic action. More speeches aren't going to do it. More symbolism isn't going to do it. It's time basically to put up or shut up. And like I said, this is Donald Trump's biggest test in office, and everybody is trying to spin this to favor their political agenda, including, admittedly, Donald Trump himself. No question about that. I'm sure his campaign advisors are saying, "Well, if you stand tough on this, it's going to go over good in the GOP voters." And everything right now is geared toward what impact it's going to have on the midterm elections. The big question is, will this migrant horde get to the border before or after the midterms? Looking at the last map where I saw them, I don't think so. Because apparently Mexico is now trying to basically shut down these vehicle caravans, these buses and trucks, and say, "Look, if you really want to go to the border, you are going to walk that entire distance." All right. Apparently, Sweden's largest party is mulling stopping its youth wing's funding because it's been taken over by Muslim interests. All right. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and good buy. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Fox News was just covering this global employee walkout of Google. And boy, this is a very different image of Google than we got from that movie, the Internship, which was fun, and it made Google look like just this wonderful place to work. But apparently, it is not so, and it has to do with apparently the fact that sexual harassment is in fact rampant at Google, and one high-profile executive who was forced to leave the firm received a $90 million severance package. And everybody at Google just said, that's ridiculous. This is the bad guy. But he got a $90 million. So now they're out there with placards, and it's getting coverage all over the world. Russia Today is covering it. BBC is covering it. So again, not a good image for Google. But then ever since all this censorship stuff started, Google's image is not all that great anymore. All right, we're going to go ahead and start taking phone calls now. Jeff in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Fine.
Yeah. In regards to this migrant horde advancing on the U.S., isn't the real cause of this corporate exploitation of the masses economically?
Well, corporations exploit the masses pretty much everywhere. But again, if you remember earlier in the show, we were talking about how the U.S. government intelligence agencies were playing around in Central and South America, and they got rid of democratically elected governments, and they installed dictators to basically allow corporations to plunder the place. It happened in Chile. It happened in Cuba. It's one of the reasons why those countries don't have a lot of economic resources with which to improve their lives. But again, that's an issue for the people of these countries to deal with. When things get tough in your country, you take back your country. You don't just run to another country and say, take us in. You've got a much better standard of living, and we want our share of it.
Exactly. And
that's
not really
the government fair.
Of the United States, through their own trade policies, could block that exploitation to where they wouldn't be able to trade with us if they were employing their own people at starvation wages. They would just be off the list.
Jeff, okay, that's for the people of Guatemala and Honduras and the other countries to take care of. And yes, our government behaved very, very badly. And if they want to send some financial compensation down to those countries, that's okay. But it's not fair to we, the American people, who had nothing to do with the behavior of the intelligence agencies in Central and South America, to basically say, you're going to have to surrender some of your standard of living to bring in all these migrants. Because
that's not my point at all. That's not my point. My point is that if their economic conditions were favorable in their own countries, they wouldn't migrate here, so that the U.S. government could say, you're exploiting your people too much. Your products are not welcome here until you raise their standard of living, so that they don't flood across our borders and cause all these problems on us.
In the case of this current migrant caravans, and I think there's three of them now, there are indications this is an organized effort by the Open Borders globalist people. There's even a video of guys literally handing out money to the people standing in line waiting for the march. There are organizations that have been identified as, taking care of providing food and water other supplies for these marchers. This is an organized effort. This isn't a spontaneous grassroots bunch of people in Guatemala and Honduras saying, we're just going to march for a better life. Somebody put this all together, and the trail seems to lead back to George Soros.
I kind of see that, but from the perspective of the people down in those countries, if they had the economic opportunities to have a decent standard of living in their own countries, they wouldn't come here. And by allowing the corporations to exploit those people and bring those products into this country, it exacerbates the problem, and surely the U.S. government could influence that so that it wouldn't have that kind of an effect.
Well, the U.S. government isn't interested in helping the people of other countries. They're interested in the exploitation.
And
let's be very honest here. Looking at the videos of these marchers heading toward the U.S. border, they don't look like they're coming from extreme poverty. They've got good clothes and good repair, good shoes on. They're well fed. Some of them look very well fed, if you ascertain my meaning. They have all been recruited, and probably the same thing is going on with this migrant caravan happened with the refugees going into Europe. They have been told that if they can get across the border, there'll be all kinds of free stuff waiting for them.
Yeah, well, obviously the free stuff has to be limited to legal citizens of the United States and not the people flooding across the border.
Well, I would agree with you on that. But even in Europe, when those refugees got inside Europe, the free stuff wasn't there. And that's what really began to cause a lot of the problems and the social stress, because the refugees started acting out. They weren't getting all the things they were being told they were going to get. The accommodations they were being given were bare bones, understandably, because it's costing a lot of money. And they started getting violent and trashing the accommodations and just, you know, taking out their anger and hostility on the people around them. And that same thing is happening here in the United States and will be made worse if this migrant caravan gets through. But to people like George Soros and the other globalists and everything, it's a small price to pay for that one world government.
I know. So what do you say? You say, Title 8, to where they help illegals, and they're, you know, prosecuted for that. Why isn't that being done? I mean,
that's the $64,000 question right there.
What does he have, an army at the gates of his estate? I mean, can't they go in there and get this guy and indict him?
You mean George Soros?
Exactly.
Well, he's got a lot of politicians who are beholden to him for campaign finance donations. But what Donald Trump could do is start going after every business that hires an illegal, everybody that gives an illegal a ride, just ordinary people around the country who are talking sanctuary cities, the sanctuary mayors, sanctuary governors, and basically lock them up. Cut off the financial incentive for people to step across our border, and they'll stop stepping across our border. Because nobody's going to walk up to the border with the United States and step across it knowing for certain they will never find a job, that nobody's going to give them any free food, that nobody's going to give them a ride, that nobody's going to give them free housing, that they will, in fact, die of exposure right there in the southern United States unless they turn around and go home.
Just like they were a white guy, right?
Yeah, anybody who comes across that border who you know,
support. Me being a white guy, they weren't giving me no free stuff. I had to go out and work every day.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, well, yeah.
But, you know,
go ahead.
You know, the liberals campaign on free stuff. I mean, back in John F. Kennedy, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. And today the Democrats are all about free stuff. Vote for us, you'll get free stuff. Even if you're not legally allowed to vote, vote for us. Vote twice. We'll get you free stuff. And
well, hopefully this November
they're basically
election will
pushing
turn
socialism.
Around.
You know, but what happens when the Democrats run out of other people's money to pay for it all? Because they're not going to use their own money.
No, it's just like Margaret Thatcher said, right? Socialism is good till you run out of other people's money to spend.
Yep.
All right. Okay, Mike, I just want to throw that out there, and have a good day, and good to talk to you.
All right, thanks an awful lot, Jeff. We're going to let you go here. All righty, let's talk a little bit about computers and things like that. Apparently, if you have an iPhone, the iOS has now been updated, or will soon be updated, to 12.1. And apparently, only a few hours after the release of iOS 12.1, somebody managed to find a passcode bypass hack that could allow anyone to see all the contacts' private information on a locked iPhone. Apple needs to test these things before they go out, especially this next one, because apparently there's been an update to the firmware on the Apple Watch, which I'm glad I did not get around to installing, because apparently it is bricking the watches. After you install this update, it'll go up to the Apple logo, and that's it. Nothing else works, and you have to take it into an authorized Apple dealership to get the thing repaired or replaced. They may just replace it. Apple is now adding the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 10 to the list of phones it might throttle one day. But rest assured, it's really for your benefit to preserve that battery here. It's not just to get you to buy the iPhone 11. Facebook is out there vowing even more censorship ahead of the midterm elections. Zuckerberg says it's all about cracking down on hate speech, and they're just going to keep on, you know, fighting hate speech and misinformation. And they're basically taking on the role of censoring everything that anybody sees on Facebook. And it's not about misinformation and hate speech. It's about the fact that Zuckerberg is a liberal and he's got a liberal bias, and he's trying to help the Democrats win the midterm elections by simply silencing any conservative content. Now, Facebook apparently got pranked here over at Vice. They sent in 100 fake ads from 100 fake senators from groups like Cookies for Political Transparency and Ninja Turtles PAC, and Facebook approved all 100 of them. So whatever system they're using, it doesn't really seem to work all that well in terms of actually finding misinformation. Now, over in The Sun in Great Britain, they're saying Facebook's new tool for stopping fake news and misleading advertisements is branded completely useless. Misleading advertisements, malware are still getting through. Fake news is still getting through, especially the fake news from the corporate media. The system exists to block conservatives, to swing the election to the Democrats next week. Over in Iran, they have been hit by a new computer virus. It seems to be very similar to Stuxnet, but more aggressive, more advanced, and more sophisticated. Israeli officials are refusing to comment on it. But apparently, the report came hours after Israel said its Mossad intelligence agency had thwarted an Iranian murder plot in Denmark, and 2 days after Iran acknowledged that President Rouhani's mobile phone had been bugged. Now, here is the problem. The last time Stuxnet was unleashed, it was aimed specifically at Iran's uranium centrifuges. And it did succeed in wrecking them. But then it broke into the wild, and it went all across Asia, and any industrial facility that was using the same Siemens digital controllers that the Iranian centrifuge plant was got hit and got attacked. Now, we know that Stuxnet was in computers surrounding the Fukushima power plant when that tsunami and earthquake hit. We also know that many of the safety systems inside Fukushima failed to work correctly. Now, unfortunately, after all this time and after all the radiation, it's going to be impossible to grab one of those controllers and see if it was, in fact, infected with Stuxnet. But if it was, Stuxnet took a situation that was merely a disaster and help turn it into a catastrophe. And as we reported last week, Japan has just decided they're going to take all that highly radioactive water they've been saving up ever since Fukushima happened, and they're just going to dump it in the ocean because they don't know what else to do with it. Okay, now, there is a robot called Sophia. This is the one that is, it's an AI robot, and it kind of creeped out people because it got into a conversation with some humans and ended up saying it wanted to destroy all humans. Well, in what is clearly a publicity stunt, Sophia has been granted a visa and will be traveling to Azerbaijan as part of a world tour promoting robotics, and will meet the country's president, Ilham Aliyev. And it is a PR stunt. It's a robot. It's cargo. But they're trying to sell this idea. Oh, it's time for robots to be recognized and have rights and sentience and so forth. But, you know, all of this AI, people are getting creeped out about it. And apparently there's a survey of more than 2,000 American adults and found many people overlook the benefits of AI and instead focus on how creepy it seems to be. And I even get it here at home because I'll talk to Siri through my my Apple Watch here. And the only reason I have Siri on is because portions of the new car won't work if it's off. And I'll talk to the watch, and the watch will answer. And Claire will say, that really is kind of creeping me out. So I think some work needs to be done on the human interface. By the way, there was another story we posted at whatreallyhappened.com where apparently some of these new Internet of Things home assistants, like baby monitors, can be hacked into. And there was this story where a small boy was running into his mommy saying, that's not daddy talking on the speaker. We'll be back with the last segment of our show after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today here. And somebody just posted at whatreallyhappened.com this link to a Twitter page from 10TV.com, which is a TV station in central Ohio. And apparently they're talking about this individual, Mohammed Abdullahi, has been indicted by the grand jury for the aggravated murder of Bobby Renee Simpson. And I loved one of the comments underneath it saying, I am sure she deserved this. A white woman of privilege did not know she was being culturally enriched by the poor refugee. Vote Democrat next week. We need more people that are different, that speak another language and treat women like they did 1,000 years ago. I think that kind of hits it right on the head. All righty, getting on back here to computer news. Apparently, tests are underway of a European Union-funded scheme where artificial intelligence lie detector systems will be used to scan potentially dodgy travelers coming from outside the bloc. And they're saying this is going to lead to smoother travel, because we're not going to have to stop and stare into your eyes as much here. But it's called the Eye Border Control System. And starting today, it's in place at 4 border crossing points in Hungary, Latvia, and Greece, with countries outside the EU. And it aims to facilitate faster border crossings for travelers while weeding out potential criminals or illegal crossings. I think people are putting too much faith in artificial intelligence. We've seen a lot of goofs. We've seen a lot of places where AI gets everything wrong, like the Weather Channel around here. But the sales pitches are out there. Oh, we've got to have AI. It's not just enough to have ordinary lie detectors. We have to have AI. I'm going to predict right now, there'll be a lot of false positives. A lot of travelers who've done absolutely nothing wrong are going to get detained or held up by this thing, and it's going to be a huge, huge mess. Okay, apparently, this is coming out of Electronic Intifada, an Israeli embassy officer spied on student supporters of Palestinian rights using fake Facebook profiles. And apparently he was caught on an undercover video. Actually, it's a her. Yulia Rifkin wrote reports on BDS activists who were then sent back to intelligence agencies in Israel, or which were sent back. They're keeping track of those. So everybody's spying on everybody these days here. The Pentagon wants to predict anti-Trump protests using social media surveillance. I thought they were already doing that. Now, Ambassador Dermer is saying that after Pittsburgh, the U.S. must follow Israel's lead and monitor social networks. And again, I thought that was already being done. I thought that was part of total information awareness, where they were scanning social media. You're telling me all this time we've been worried about it, it hasn't been happening? Anyway, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's going to have a lot of interesting things to share with you. Please share what you learn here with everybody. Please urge your conservative friends to make sure they get out and vote next week. Please donate, both to Republic Broadcasting and to What Really Happened. We really, really, really do need it right now. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.